HHC. Could someone tell me if the Lake Lure Dam actually broke apart and collapsed? Or is the failure...
HHC, N4ZLK. I was reading news about the Lake Lure Dam, and it said it was just spilling over at the time, but I have not heard anything different. But there are other people hopefully listening and maybe up in that area that could tell you.
Yeah, I've been trying to read and see what is on the internet, but I can't really get anything past 2 hours old, which seemed like it indicated that it you know, hadn't collapsed yet. This is N4HHC, Hotel Charlie.
All wrong. I had it written down as N4HHC. The name here is Shane. And yes, I'm sorry I can't help you, but kind of the same thing. It looks like the stories are not quite updated yet.
Get a lot, Shane, and don't worry about the call. Yeah, I have to hear somebody's call several times and run it through my mind and write it down, and then the next day start all over.
Well, I should know it. Your name is Warren. I actually looked up on my paper, and I've got you written down from earlier when you were in here. So that is definitely my fault. Warren, have a good evening. I hope you can find out the information.
We'll keep monitoring. Maybe somebody will come on that knows something about that. This is N4HHC.
N4HHC, N4ZLK, standing by.
Okay, N0TR. Good evening, Shane. I'm pooped.
Hope you and Bernice are well. Haven't heard you on the radio. You must have been out collecting up tree branches or something.
That's all I've been doing all day. And, oh gosh, just come in. Had to change out all the feed on the chickens because it got wet, of course. Clean out their watering system. Been picking up leaves and branches and pieces all day. So, there's still a lot more out there, but I got a lawn sweeper, they call it, and I'll wait a couple days, let it dry out, and then try to run that over it.
You didn't do too much. You sound tired. I can tell. I'm assuming you're out of power there, too. I know you have a standby generator.
Generator's percolating along. Still says 70%. The needle's hardly even moved on that tank. I'm surprised. The air conditioner's been on. Bernice... been baking, and you got a, she's over there now cutting me a big piece of cherry cheesecake. Eat your heart out.
I know that cherry cheesecake would help you when you're all tired out from working all day. I may have to give that a try. Yeah, we've got our portable generator going. We don't have a all home standby, but I can, the only thing I can't have is my AC running. I've got the gas stove, the gas water heater, and lights and radio. Of course, I think I've got a little hum on the radio from the generator, someone told me, but hopefully it's not too bad.
Not too bad. Yeah, I can hear a little bit of AC hum, but big deal. You're a lot louder than that hum is, Shane. Well, I just thought I'd check in with you. The sun's beginning to set, 75 degrees here, 5.83 inches of rain since midnight. Boy, if that Conestee Dam breaks, that's going to be a catastrophe.
I don't know if you're in the way of it or not, or downstream of it. But we don't have sun yet, but it is really cool out, so I really don't need the AC, which has been nice. And I have not picked up any branches. We cleared a tree in the neighborhood this morning, Beth and I did. There was two or three that had us blocked in, and we let the rain die down some, and by the time we got out, those were taken care of. But we found another one that was blocking a few other neighbors in, so we cut a lane for them. And then we've just been taking it easy today. And I did lose a tree in my backyard. It landed right next to my generator. In fact, one of the big branches fit it like a glove. It landed right just If it had been a straight branch, it would have taken it out, but it was curved right where it needed to be, and it just barely resting on the tire of the generator.
Right, Jane. Yeah, it's been running all day, and Bernice, she did making the cherry pie and then a chicken casserole. I just took the neighbor over a tray of ice cubes. She seems to be pretty happy. Our neighbors, Tim and I'm sure you met, Tim and Veronica been up at Topsail Beach, and they're coming home in the morning, and their daughter is at the house here. Then the other neighbor called me and talked to me for a while, and I told her she'd come up here and stay if she wanted to. She said, no, she's doing all right, Kathy, down the next house. But we're doing fine. Bernice's hip been hurting her a lot today, and so she couldn't help me out outside, but I got everything appreciably taken care of, so it sounds like you did some good for your neighbors. That's great. Well, Chad, he sure been through it today. I'll tell you, I tried talking to him on the phone, and it just kept going in and out. It ticked me off. The dang phone, it shouldn't be that way, but he's kind of up there in the boondocks a little bit.
Heard of, we'll be praying for him, for his son, for sure. And cell service is having trouble today in some areas. I have trouble getting a hold of a couple of my kids. They're really struggling to stay connected. So I'm hoping it won't get worse before it gets better, but we might be out for a while down this way. Blue Ridge says a lot of the transmission lines along 11 and 178 down here in Pickens County were totally destroyed, so they've got a lot to do before they can get power back to a lot of people out here.
K4RM Mobile.
Hi, Fred. You pick it up, Fred.
I wanted to let Shane know that I found some gas out here in the Powdersville area. The Exxon station at the corner of Highway 81 and Wren School Road. That's Highway 81 and Wren School Road has gas and has power, but there's a line of cars waiting, but I just got gas over.
Airport, if anybody's listening, I know they appreciate it. Everywhere that has fuel, there's a line apparently, so hopefully everybody will be able to get what they need. Go ahead, Tom.
Fred, hope you and yours are doing fine. I'm just kind of tired and lethargic tonight. Been outside working. But I won't hold it here in case someone has an emergency or anything. And Shane, good to hear you too. And I'll sign off for now and go back to my cherry cheesecake. This is N0TR.
$4.50 a kilo.
G-I-K. Then 4ZLK. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm in Etowah, North Carolina, just in case anybody up this way is listening. Apparently there's less than 100 homes in Henderson County with power. Verizon phone is pretty much useless, but we did find signal at the Ingalls and Etowah. Ingalls and Etowah, if anybody's listening. Over.
For that report, I've heard that you guys up that way got hit pretty hard with power loss and flooding and everything else, so be careful. Thanks for that report. You said the Ingalls in Etowah has a cell reception there in that location. I believe that's what you said. Is that correct?
That's correct. The store is closed, but they do have, you can get to their parking lot, and there is a cell signal there.
Report, and be careful out there, and hope everything gets back online pretty quickly. Take care. Go ahead, N4ZLK.
This is KB4QZC.
KC, go ahead.
Good afternoon. I am in the Haw Creek area of Asheville. We have no phones. We have no anything. safe and sound. I've just been cut off from any type of news alerts. And I've been listening to the traffic that's going on here. It sounds like that the cell towers are in major disrepair. Over.
For sure, but it seems like, especially up your way, there is no cell service up in the Asheville-Hendersonville area. Greenville, upstate of South Carolina has places where it's struggling. I don't know that it's out, but I know that a couple of my kids have trouble with cell service where they normally have it, so it could just be an overload at the same time.
I've even seen any signal from the, I've got like zero bars, so I'm thinking everything is just kind of wiped out. But we're holding steady, no damage over here to the property, lots of water, a little bit seeping through the basement, but just wanted to touch base, KB4QZC.
For that report, and also be careful, and have a good night. And somebody should be around. We've got a net on here at 9 o'clock every night, so if you need anything, you need to reach down this way or reach someone. Someone should be able to help you. KB4QZC and 4ZLK. Fred, you still there?
4 Golf India Kilo.
DIK and 4ZLK, go ahead.
You mentioned there is a local station, 94.9 FM, if anybody's got a battery-powered radio. That they are staying on air, generator power, and they are giving updates on food and cell and electricity and whatnot. Over.
KB4QZC, that's excellent. Could you repeat the frequency one more time, please?
Yes, sir. WGCR 94.9, 94.9.
Excellent. Thank you very much, KB4QZC.
They have a AM station which might have longer reach. That's 720 AM. 720 AM. Over.
Much KB4QZC. Much appreciated.
Hang on just one second. KQ4GIK, I think your name's Randy or Randall. Thank you very much for that information. That is very helpful when I've got it written down. 7-3 to you. Go ahead, Patrick. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Sorry about that, Shane. The other neighbors called me, and we've had a couple of them have had a major landslide down the hill from me. So I went down to survey it, and we're going to get a work on it tomorrow. But I'm back to pick it up if you want some relief.
I may need a little bit. I feel bad because you were here all day, it seemed like. But I do need to do a couple things before it gets dark.
Well, you go take care of it and come back in here when you can. I'll pick it back up.
You about the Lake Lure Dam?
It had been breached, not majorly, but it does have a big crack in it, so it is still standing, but they are evacuating everyone downstream.
The station that was looking for information about that, and I can't remember what his call was, but I had heard that it was probably breached, I guess, but I didn't know about the crack, so thank you very much.
You make a telephone call for me?
And 4ZLK.
Next door neighbor, his wife and kids are here by themselves, and we have no service or anything like that, and he's in Ohio. So whenever you're ready to copy the telephone number, let me know.
Sorry about that being a little slow. I thought when you first said it, I thought you wanted me to call you, and then as soon as I unkeyed, I realized it. Yep, I am ready to copy.
Name is Kevin Hussey. His phone number is area code 704-975-7197.
I didn't catch the last name. 704-975-7197.
His last name is Hussey, H-U-S-S-E-Y.
And is there any message for him?
Everybody is okay. No cell phone, no anything like that. But if he wants to relay a message back, he'll have to go through you.
Give me a few minutes and we'll get a hold of him. And 4ZLK.
4 Golf India Kilo, Patrick.
4HX, go ahead.
Hey, I don't know if you heard my message there. I told him a minute ago, WGCR at 7:20 a.m. is staying on the air. They got emergency authorization and they're on generator power. They're doing updates sporadically if anybody needs it.
Roger, I had announced that several times throughout the day, but I appreciate you coming back in here and doing that. I've been away for about 2 hours now trying to help the neighbors out.
Roger.
Thank you so much for sending the message, and he said to tell Sandra and the boys and the animals he loves them, and he's glad they're okay, and he's okay, but he's got a flight scheduled for Monday night, 10:35 into Asheville, is the earliest he could get a flight. He said if they need him, he would get there, could do his best to get there earlier, but right now it doesn't look like he can get in here any earlier as far as flying in.
I appreciate you getting that message to him, and I will relay the message back to them. I'm sure they'll be glad to hear it.
You're not saying everything's fine first. Kind of scared him for a second. But listen, he's going to call me if he needs anything or needs to get a message. In the same way, you call me, or I guess it'll be on the radio. I'll try to keep the radio monitored, but I've got his number, and if you need to relay a message to him, let me know, and I'll try to get it there.
Appreciate that, and I know they will, too. And this is what we're... That's what we got in this hobby for, was it not?
It's nice to help out. All right, let me run. I'll be back on later. KO4HKX. And N0TR73, enjoy that cherry cheesecake. You already sound like you've perked up a little bit. N4ZLK.
Good to hear you, and I can do the same, Patrick, if you get any. Even if you got to call me, I can... go ahead and relay the traffic. Our internet's still out, though. I just wonder, I can't imagine, how's our children, people that's got kids, how are they going to live? They're not going to be able to breathe. No internet?
That, it is definitely going to be an interesting time for them. They're going back to like we grew up.
That... probably kill him. Patrick, I'll get out of the way and let the emergency traffic go. Bernice just limped over here, and I gotta say, that was a whopper of a cherry cheesecake. Wow. See you later. If I can be of help, you can call me or call me on the radio. This is 02.
Please stay safe and good to hear you, and I will have to call you on the radio because we have no phone or cell service up here.
That'll suck. I thought you at least had telephone service. Okay, yeah, that's no problem. I'll leave the radio on in here, and one of us will hear it, and then I'm going into Rain Locker now and be downstairs in about an hour, and I'll turn the radio on and listen for any kind of traffic. This is NGOTR-73's traffic. Patrick, take care.
Tom, KO4HKX, standing by.
HKX, KQ4, GWP. This is Hayden over at Easley. I just wanted to give an update. I just took a lap around town, and there is gas at the Sam's Club here in Easley and the QT, but the lines are pretty long. Sam's Club, Walmart are open. Chick-fil-A is still open, and Lowe's. And that's about all I saw, but... yeah, everybody's out and about. Over here we have phone service and internet, and I have electricity at my house, so I don't know how lucky we got, how we got so lucky, but yeah, just want to relay that.
Let's count your blessings. We may be coming your way if we need anything then, the whole town. but no, Hayden, thank you for coming in here and relaying that information. KO4HKX.
Be monitoring later on tonight. I got phone service too, so if anybody needs to get a message out or anything like that, I'll be listening. KQ4 GWP clear.
HKX, this is N4 VUT.
VUT, go ahead.
For VUT. I was just going to let you know, this is Jamie over here in Tigerville. We do have cell service here, so if you can't get a hold of somebody, I'm monitoring all day, so just let me know if you need to get any phone calls out.
I don't know why I said K. I wrote down N for VUD. I don't know why I said that. Sorry about that.
So I'll just sit here monitoring N4 VUD.
And what was your name again? I know we spoke earlier, but that way keep me from looking it up. Transmission.
Jamie.
Appreciate you offering to help out there. And if we need anybody, I'll... definitely be calling on you. KO4HK, standing by.
Back
Index Station.
Did not copy.
Randall, Asheville, North Carolina. I probably done used up my bandwidth.
Randall, you trying to reach Larry, SKD?
This is the list.
He was on here just a minute ago trying to call you, so he's still listening. We'll pause right here and see if he comes in here. If you got another battery or a different spot, but I will definitely relay the message to him. KO4HK, standing by.
Go to Mount Mitchell. I think you can hit that one.
We'll relay the message to him when I hear him that you're monitoring Mount Mitchell.
Thank you, sir. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie.
Standing by.